Picture a college classroom where three-quarters of students believe they're smarter than average, statistically impossible, yet this is America today. Since the 1980s, narcissistic traits have climbed as steeply as obesity rates, with one in four college students now displaying most markers of clinical narcissism. Among 20-somethings, nearly 1 in 10 has experienced symptoms of full-blown narcissistic personality disorder. This isn't about healthy confidence or self-respect. It's about a culture that has confused self-worth with self-worship, creating a generation convinced of their own exceptionalism regardless of actual achievement. We've been sold a seductive lie that loving yourself unconditionally is the master key to happiness, success, and fulfillment. Bookstores overflow with titles promising that visualization alone can manifest your dreams, while parenting guides suggest even a baby's reaction to their own diaper contents might impact their budding self-esteem. Sports stars credit their victories to believing in themselves rather than grueling practice sessions. This represents a dramatic cultural shift. Ask a grandmother whether children can have too much self-esteem, and she'll likely say yes. Ask a mother, and she'll insist it's impossible. Many other cultures emphasize self-criticism and humility, with some languages lacking a word for self-esteem altogether. America didn't just embrace self-admiration, we've overdosed on it, blurring the critical distinction between healthy self-respect and pathological narcissism. Narcissus died gazing at his reflection, unable to connect with anyone else. That's narcissism. Not just vanity, but a fundamental inability to see beyond oneself. Narcissists genuinely believe they're superior in intelligence, attractiveness, and status, though objective measures reveal no such advantage. They maintain this illusion by treating others as props, bragging relentlessly, and constantly seeking attention. Between 1979 and 2006, narcissism among college students surged 30%. The paradox: despite their swagger, narcissists consistently underperform. Students with inflated self-views earn worse grades and drop out more frequently. Overconfidence breeds complacency. When you're convinced you're brilliant, why study? American students embody this disconnect. 39% of 8th graders feel confident in math, compared to just 6% of Korean students. Yet Koreans dramatically outperform Americans. Success causes higher self-esteem, not the reverse. Narcissism offers immediate gratification while slowly poisoning relationships and ultimately leading to depression when the facade crumbles. America's founding documents emphasized freedom and equality, not self-admiration. The shift began in the 1960s, but that era remained largely collective. By the 1970s, communal goals dissolved into self-focus. Entertainment moved from Woodstock to disco, and the human potential movement simplified from Maslow's challenging self-actualization to easier self-esteem. The 1974 launch of People magazine, 1984's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and 1990's reality TV marked this transformation. Modern parenting accelerates narcissism. Parents seek children's approval rather than commanding respect, shower them with unearned praise, and shield them from criticism. Obedience plummeted from second most important in 1958 to near last by 2004. Helicopter parents hover protectively, sports leagues eliminate scorekeeping, and parents argue with teachers over grades. Research shows narcissism develops when parents combine warmth with psychological control while failing to monitor adolescents. Children praised for being smart rather than hardworking later perform worse, fearing failure might expose them. This creates entitled thinking: all choices, no responsibility. Celebrities function as super spreaders of narcissism, scoring significantly higher than average people. Reality TV stars rank highest. Remarkably, 31% of American high school students expect to become famous, with working-class kids viewing fame as their lottery ticket. Media actively spreads narcissistic values. Clearasil commercials show teens with inappropriate sexual confidence, while Kohl's ads celebrate self-importance. I'm awesome, I don't need you, gonna make lots of money. Hannah Montana's theme song celebrates fame and limousines. The post-2004 internet, Web 2.0, rewards and amplifies narcissism. Names like MySpace, YouTube's Broadcast Yourself, and Facebook's emphasis on seeing and being seen capture this perfectly. Time magazine named you as Person of the Year in 2006, complete with a mirror cover. Social networking sites reward self-promotion through flattering photos, friend accumulation, and boastful claims. Virtual worlds like Second Life enable idealized avatars, typically more attractive, younger, and thinner than reality. Research shows these virtual identities actually change behavior. People with attractive avatars become more socially confident. The internet facilitates fantasy trumping reality while giving attention seekers access to potentially huge audiences. Easy Credit enabled Americans to live beyond their means, with consumer credit rising dramatically faster than population growth since the 1960s. By 2006, bankruptcy rates were 10 times higher than during the Great Depression. Credit card companies profited most from customers who couldn't pay, while lenders offered zero down, interest only, and even negative amortization loans. They approved stated income and ninja loans, no income, no job, no assets, narcissistically assuming home prices would never fall. New homes expanded 66% in square footage since 1970, despite smaller families. The 2008 financial crisis exemplifies how narcissistic risks ultimately burden taxpayers through bailouts. Actual wealthy people follow a different path. Research reveals millionaires are typically frugal, drive used cars, and save substantial portions of their income. Americans have become obsessed with appearance as a symptom of narcissistic self-love. Botox injections increased 49 times between 1997 and 2006. Research shows narcissists believe they're more attractive than others, though objectively they aren't, post sexier photos on social media, and wear expensive, attention-getting clothing. Plastic surgery has become so normalized that 79% of Americans wouldn't be embarrassed if others knew they'd had work done. Procedures tripled among Hispanic Americans and doubled among African Americans between 2000-2007. Many justify procedures through self-esteem, with teens explaining tanning makes them feel better about myself despite cancer risks. The belief that narcissism drives success is a dangerous myth. Research shows the most effective CEOs are humble and team-oriented, not self-aggrandizing. Narcissistic leaders produce volatile performance and poor employee ratings, though their confidence initially helps them rise. When you believe you're naturally superior, why accept criticism or improve? In betting experiments, narcissists wagered more confidently but performed no better, losing money while maintaining delusions of excellence. The U.S. government models narcissistic spending, accumulating over $9 trillion in debt before 2008 bailouts added $2 trillion more. This gives voters artificially low taxes and generous benefits without paying full costs. Even financially responsible citizens pay for others' excesses through bailouts. The narcissism epidemic spreads like a virus through parenting, media, and cultural values. When everyone uses Botox or hosts lavish weddings, resistance becomes difficult. Cultural narcissism pulls average individuals into vanity, materialism, and entitlement. America's appearance obsession hasn't improved health. Obesity and anorexia both reach epidemic levels. Self-worth should stem from achievements, relationships, and helping others, not appearance. Without addressing this epidemic, America faces severe consequences as economic foundations crack while citizens remain fixated on self-admiration and consumption. The narcissism epidemic can be contained through early identification and intervention. Self-compassion offers a powerful antidote, helping people experience less anger, fewer intrusive thoughts, and respond constructively to criticism. Meditation and recognizing our common humanity reduces narcissism by preventing self-concern from dominating every experience. Research reveals that perceived similarity neutralizes narcissistic aggression. When narcissists believed they shared something with someone who insulted them, their aggression disappeared. parents must abandon the notion that their child is the center of the universe. True love involves accepting flaws rather than idealizing. Teach empathy by praising helpful behavior, discussing others' feelings, and modeling compassion. Set limits. Children shouldn't always get what they want. Beyond parenting, media reform and policies incentivizing saving over spending are essential. But change begins individually. Every time you resist curating your life for social media, praise effort over talent, or choose authenticity over appearance, you're fighting back. The epidemic spreads person by person, and that's exactly how it can be stopped.